Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's podcast on global tech news by What's New on the Net.com. As some of you out there may know this by now, every Sunday we bring you tech news from around the world that you can use. I am your host, Saurabh Goswala, and today is Sunday, April 24th, 2022. Here are the headlines. Okay, so the Chinese reported this week that for the first time ever, China surpassed the United States as the topmost app-developing country in the world. According to a report in the China Daily, as many as 17 Chinese companies appeared on Data.ai annual Top 52 Publishers list. The report said China's top gaming and social media operator Tencent Holdings Limited and Chinese leading gaming outfit NetEase had retained the top two spots in Data.ai 2022 Top 52 Publishers list for the fifth consecutive year. US-based gaming powerhouse Activision Blizzard jumped one position to number three. Chinese app publishers such as ByteDance, miHoYo, Lilith, FunPlus, Alibaba Group and Baidu also made it to the list. That's some news. Wonder what US developers have to say to that. This week also came the news that you can now raise funds via Instagram Reels. Meta, the owner of Instagram, now allows Reels users to donate to more than 1.5 million charities in over 30 countries worldwide. Fundraising in Reels was announced as part of a series of updates focused around celebrating Earth Day. To get going, you need to go to your Insta account, record your Reel and click on the fundraiser tab. It is so simple. Also, do not forget that people can already raise money on Instagram across feed posts, stories, and live streams. Now, Reels is one more way to do so. For those of you out there into cryptocurrencies, here's some news. Coinbase has launched in beta its first version of Coinbase NFT at nft.coinbase.com. Beta testers will be able to create a Coinbase NFT profile to buy and sell NFTs using any self-custody wallet, whether that's Coinbase Wallet or something else. For a limited time, there'll be no Coinbase transaction fees. They will be eventually added, which will be in line with Web3 industry standards. Coinbase will start with a small set of beta testers who'll be invited based on their position on the waitlist. For those of you who do not like to see Google AMP pages of any website, well, you are not alone. Both Brave and DuckDuckGo have decided not to surface AMP pages in their search results. On Tuesday, Brave Software announced it's creating a feature called DAMP, which will help users automatically bypass a Google AMP page and instead visit the content's original source. Brave claims the AMP framework can undermine user privacy and extend Google's control over the internet. AMP is one of many Google strategies to further monopolize the web and build a web where users serve Google instead of websites serving users, the company alleged.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing in to us at whatsnewonthenet.com, at gmail.com.
And now on to my favorite startup segment. Imagine turning ordinary text into video. Startup Eli.io offers an easy-to-use interface to transform ordinary words into professional video output. Eli, founded by Alexander Uspensky and based in Delaware in the USA, uses artificial intelligence to transform text to video with real human or avatar speakers. Additionally, the platform offers a translation service so clients can download their videos in 69 different languages. The AI software is easy to use. All a client needs to do is choose their preferred presenter and upload their text and slides to the platform. It's really that simple to create professional-looking videos in minutes. Why don't you check out the profile on our website whatsnewonthenet.com?
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes, and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
Okay, that's it, folks. I am at the end of this podcast. Was fun, wasn't it? If yes, then do not forget to subscribe and also press the like button. So long, everyone. See you next week. This is your host, Saurabh Giswala, signing off for now. Goodbye.